Okay, tonight we're going to be learning a little bit more details about a topic which we have started to analyze a little bit. We learned the halachas we discussed quite a lot of halachas of the Ruach Ra. We did touch on a few halachas regarding washing hands when it's nekias related. We called it, I think, category. Was it category B? Yeah, I think it was category B. Yeah, it was category B. So we learned some requirements when you got to wash your hands because they are unclean. Now it's interesting. I'm going to say from the onset, it is I'm personally lacking a bit of clarity in this, because one second, is this halacha or is this like normal civilization, you know, kind of social kind of if your hands are dirty, if your hands are dirty, you're gonna wash your hands. So there's a halacha for that? Is the halacha telling me you gotta wash your hands because your hands are dirty? Is it like a halacha? Well, yes, the answer is yes, it's a halachic requirement. So surely, you know, if it's a very Metzias related kind of halacha.
Bye bye.
Oh, we're going to be talking about that. We will be talking about that. Yeah, so what we have.
I heard, I don't know if this is true for any time you want to wash hands, if you've got no water available, even in the morning for Negvas and all that, you can rub your hands 3 times on a hard surface.
Very good. Right? So, Stephen, right time, right place, right statement. We're going to be looking at this very halacha. So I agree with you about the actual halacha, but not the application, not about Negelvaser. We'll be seeing that shortly, Mitzvah Hashem. So Rabbi Yisrael, we're in Simon Dalet, and we are in Seif Chof. Yes, if you test what the halacha is telling me about how about the consequence of not washing Ruach-related Netilas Yadayim. Person gets phobias and gets scared. Interesting, Rabbi Kagan's Hosofa to that. That's where perhaps that's where there's so much anxiety nowadays. Very interesting. So anyway, so Rabbi says, if Chav is the following. Harechetz panov aloi nigvam yofe. So, so this is line 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines. Sivchov, haroichet panav. Somebody washed his hands. V'lo nigvam yofe, but he didn't dry them. Ruach ra related etilas yadayim, such as
cemetery.
Yeah. He washed his hands. He didn't dry them. What's the haroichet panav? He washed his face. V'lo nigvam, but he didn't. His face, you're right. Sorry, Arichis Ponov, his face. For the Nigvam, he didn't dry his face. Yofe. Ponov Mizbakois, his face is swells up. Oy Oyleben Shchin, or he has a Shchin on his face. So a person's got to make sure to wash his face and subsequently dry it. Otherwise, his face will be swelling. On Oyleben Shchin, there'll be Shchin on his face. What is the refuah of such an illness? To wash his face extensively with juice emerging from beetroot juice. So that's the refuah. Okay, there's unfortunately very little, there's no Mishnah Berurah on this to give us a bit of further indication what exactly the meaning of this is. But that's what it says. A person got to make sure to wash and dry his face. Sif Chavalev.
I understand. So he's been to the cemetery.
Yeah, so no, it's Ponov. It's not necessarily cemetery. It's the somebody who washes his face. For instance, in the morning, we learned that a lot of person got to... wash his face, and he doesn't dry. That's the consequence. Okay, I can't give you further explanation because I don't know of any... Yeah. So, okay, Chavalev. Now, Chavalev gives us the following halacha. Tzorich leizoya, person must be careful, but tefillah, when it comes to davening, oy be'achila, or when it comes to eating, shloi liga b'shoik, person is not
touching shoik, his thighs, v'yorech u'mekoyim v'samechusim ba'odom. So a person is not allowed to touch any areas of his body, which is normally covered. Why? Lefi she'yesh sham el mulei zeh, because there is, as we discussed yesterday, there is that's it, accumulation of sweat. And he explains, it's like it gets sticky, kind of accumulation of sweat, which is solid and sticky, like so'irim, like a little bit of barley, like little pieces, bits and pieces. And that's it's very dirty. So a person is not allowed to touch his covered parts of his body because it's dirty. Similarly, don't, as we discussed, don't scratch your head. Avol, but the areas of your body which are generally uncovered, his head, his face, all the areas of your body which are normally uncovered, such as by his arm, in a hakpit, you don't have to worry about that. That you can touch, and it's not a problem. But the areas of the body which are generally covered, touch that, you've got to wash your hands. Let's see what Mishnah Berurah says. You've got mem test bet filler. Vuadin b'shasha oisik b'teirim. So, if a person has touched any areas of his body which are generally covered, he may not A. daven, B. make brachas for eating, C. learn. Yeah, so that's so the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us. So far, we have seen it appears to be a part of the body which is generally covered. That's what we've seen so far. But more to see on that in a minute. Sifkot Nun Beis. Sifkot Nun Aleph. Simon is if a person in the middle of the meal touches a part of the body which is generally covered, you've got to wash your hands again. But in terms of the bracha, if you don't make another bracha. Yes, if God base, what about the sweat? We discussed yesterday is sweat of the face. Person must generally be careful of any sweat, perspiration. To call there sam hamoves. Any perspiration is sam hamoves. What's sam hamoves?
Poison.
Chot, excluding zeas upon him, the sweat, the perspiration from the face. The siman adavar. And where is the siman from that? Where do we see this as well? Because it says in the pasuk bezeas apecha with a of your sweat of your toichal, you should eat lechem. So the literal, real meaning of the pasuk is work hard, and that's the only way we're gonna, you know, be able to feed our families. But the other explanation, what is over here, which is not pasuk pshat, it's just a similar davar, is bezeas apecha with the sweat of your face toichal. You can eat lechem. In other words, the zeh of your face is still okay. You don't have to wash. You can still eat and make brachas, etc. And it's not a problem. What about the neck? Sweat of the neck is a problem. So Mishnah Berurah says, if you touch your neck, is that covered or uncovered? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Nun Gimel, Fono, V'chein Tzavor Ad HaChozer. Yeah, the neck is fine. Now, you asked about the, what did you ask about? The
back of the neck is normally covered.
Okay, but yeah, good. I want to speak about it in literally 30 seconds. What did you ask before?
Feet and calves
until the leg. Yeah, so the knees and below. Mishnah Berurah says, V'chein Imoylech Yochef, excuse me, Sifkot he brings down the machzor shekel, that it all depends on the minig hamokoyim. So the definition of uncovered and uncovered is all about the social norm. So we spoke yesterday about the elbow. Look at that, Ellenbogen, the elbow. If a person walks bare feet, that would be considered uncovered parts of the body. So Moshe also speaks about it, the boys can speak about it. You know, it depends very much on the particular place. It's hard to define that still, because what would you say if you go to Siberia, you know, or to very northern or Scandinavian country, which tend to be a bit colder, and there people are dressed more, they cover more parts of their body due to the weather, due to the temperature. So would you say, therefore, that in the winter that becomes the norm, and in the summer that becomes the norm? In other words, if somebody is crazy enough to go with, let's say, short sleeves in Siberia in the midwinter, he just wants to make it into the social media, I don't know, he wants to go on, you know, whatever. So he does that. And would that be considered in terms of, I want to know if it touches that part of the body, you need to wash his hands or not? I want to try to define what is considered. How do you define? So Mishavu tells us it's about the social norm, but how do you define that? Surely in the winter, in the summer, majority of people. So if in Siberia, majority of people will have long sleeves here, and they have their gloves on as well. So would you tell me that in Siberia, in the midwinter, when it's below 20 degrees, if somebody touches over here, he's got to wash his hands? Is that what you're telling me? Because it becomes a covered part of the body.
Rabbi?
Seems right.
Yeah, I'm talking
about
the
hands,
not the
hands. I mean, that is
Rabbi?
Just yeah, what are you saying?
It seems to me, more than halachas, a person will be spending most of his day washing his hands.
Yeah.
What we've just discussed now, it seems to me, and maybe I'm wrong, that, you know,
I have two answers to your fair question. I both said, you hear Stephen's question, he said, well, a person could be busy washing his hands, you know, so yeah, which is close to, I suppose you're referring to OCD, right? So yeah, so the answer is as follows, two answers. One answer to your question is, yeah, a person's got to train himself to be careful, absolutely. That's part of the, you know, we're learning the law. Absolutely, there is a certain awareness. You don't touch parts of your body which generally should be covered. So that's, the answer is yes, it's got to be, a person trains himself into that, and a person is careful about it. And that's the question, answer number one. Answer number two is going to be the next law we're learning now. Wait.
Obsessive.
It can become obsessive. You're right, and there is absolutely. Absolutely. So the reality. No, you're right. I'm actually dealing now. I'm actually dealing with a boy in a year six who has really very very literally developed that issue because he's over careful with it, and he literally runs every 5 minutes to wash his hands. So yes, you're right. It can become obsessive. But let's see what Chav Beis is going to give us the answer number two, the second part of the answer, which just follows. Im ein lo mayim, bottom line of page 20. Im ein lo mayim, what happens if somebody doesn't have water? What happens if somebody doesn't have water? What happens if somebody doesn't have water? Yikaneach yodov bitzroir. Do you remember what's the reason why a person's got to wash his hands if he touches covered part of it? What's the reason for it? Why?
Dirt.
So, Shulchan Aruch says, Imelem, if a person doesn't have water, Yikaneach yodov bitzroir, take your hands and scratch them, scrape them bitzroir on stones, or be'ofor, with, it means over here, I think over here means ofor, b'chol midin menake, in anything which is a hard, solid surface, so it could be like earth, stones, pebbles, anything of that sort, or as you meant, or b'chol midin menake, or anything which is a hard surface, which will cleanse your hands. And Shulchan Aruch continues, v'yevorech, and you also, the bracha accordingly, will be, al nekiyas yudayim, And the bracha will be not on the tilas yudaim, but on the kiyas yudaim, which implies that you've cleaned your hand, but not with liquid. For yoyle tefillah, that will suffice for tefillah. Avaloi lahavi ruacho shalen, but it will not help for the ruacho. Why so? Why will not help for the ruacho? So we've explained this now, right? Why? Absolutely. And here comes the crucial point, Rabbi Yisai, which with the crucial point is that there is a very distinct difference between Ruach Ra and category A and category B. Ruach Ra can only be removed with water. Some of them once, Nigelwasser and Mesim three times, Tashmish Shemitah perhaps also three times, but you've got to have water. That's Ruach Ra. Ruach Ra can only be removed with water. Okay, but when it comes to the dirty, if your hands are dirty, just you can clean them with anything. You could take, any hard surface and you clean your hand on it. And that will do. So of course, ideally use water because I suppose, who's into, what is it? What science is that? I don't know. Water, I suppose, has more elements of it cleans more. But if you don't have water, you can do it with any hard surface, which will remove the dirt of your hands. So the answer is therefore, Stephen, if a person is unable and if he keeps on touching parts of his body which are covered, and a person does need to wash his hands, so there's no ruach ra in this matter. So what he does is he takes his hands and he scrapes it onto the hard surface. So much so that the Mishnah Berurah says, what if somebody's in the middle of davening or in the middle of learning?
Doing it on your clothes.
So it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch's word, tsroir is stone, pebbles. The poskim understand that it's referring to a very solid. Very solid.
If you had a towel, that wouldn't help.
No. It sounds like from the poskim not. Pardon? Yeah, no. And I very much value your question. Because it's not brought down the poskim, and I don't understand why. I struggle with this so much. I find it so hard to understand. If we are understanding that these halachas has nothing to do with ruach ra, this is not mystics, this is not kabbalah, this is not ruach ra, this is physical, we're talking about dirt. Okay, so lechatchila you remove dirt with water, I can hear that. But yeah, you can get rid of it by any hard surface. Okay, so what would be the halacha if you take one of those, what are those called? You get them in El Al when you land,
It should be like water,
yeah. But I don't think poiskim will matter.
Really?
The wipes, any wipes, really? Yeah, right. Of course, take a wipe and wipe your hand. It's clean. Or you take, the gel. The anti, anything. The maaser, the poiskim don't like it. The poiskim, they'll say no, come into the menaka, and they won't. They don't like it. Pardon? Yeah, soap and water is definitely the best. That's the ideal. Ideally use water. If you don't have water, then you take stones.
But it seems another way of cleaning other than water.
What about liquid soap?
I have to correct something that I said before, which was what you said. You asked about a towel. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nun Zayin says, "Oshev yishavshev betalis yovesh." A towel does work. Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm correcting myself. Yeah, but it's very much it's.
Liquid soap help.
Pardon?
If you haven't got water, what about if you've got liquid soap? Wash your hands. Would that help or not?
So liquid soap, is that not like, in what way is it different than water? Perhaps you could say it's like water. Well, what about another question which the Mishnah Berurah does address? What about if somebody does not wash his whole hands? He'll only wash the parts of his hand which is dirty. Will that be acceptable or not? It's fine. Mishnah Berurah here also says, "Veda tenikoyin kiven shu'oyim b'mokamayim tzorich lenakus kalayat ben gaboy ובין תוך על הפרק, ודיעבד עצב כשש פויסב, אבל לא כמו שנגע נזע נושם, אם נקן רק השבי זה, בשבוע ובייר, so that's the difference between רוח רע, and category A and category B. Category A, when it comes to רוח רע, you got to wash with water, and you got to wash your entire hands. However, when it comes to the Nikias, all you need to do is you wash that part of the hand, which actually soiled, which is actually dirty. And you don't have to do the entire hand, and you don't even need water, but yeah, that. Okay, so that's really that. But, Rabbi Yisai, what about the brocha? So we learn now, if somebody's washing his hands, and he's now, so in the morning, somebody wakes up, and he doesn't have, there's no water. Okay, there's no water. So what are you going to tell him to do? Wakes up, you want to... On a wall. And can he daven? He wakes up, yeah? He slept. So can he daven or not?
You have to look for water.
He doesn't have.
You have to look.
Yeah, he can't. No, he's got a train in half an hour. He can't.
You know what I said?
He's got a train, he's got a job. He can't. He doesn't have. He's in a rush. He doesn't have. Hotel, he can't. What can he?
It has to be fine.
Okay, so what about the Ruach Ra?
You can't.
But what about the Ruach? Can he done with the Ruach Ra dwelling on his hands?
Yeah,
the answer is yes, he can. But what bracha does he make? When he washes his hands now by taking the wall of this fancy hotel, and black things, you know, from top, you know, like, does he, you know, he's like, thing. So, what bracha does he make? He has not washed his hands with water, he has washed his hands with a wall.
You missed that bracha out.
So, Rabbi Yisai, Shulchan Aruch says, V'yevorech al nekiya sudaim. The bracha that you recite, you don't say al netila sudaim, because you didn't use water, you do al nekiya sudaim. But Rabbi Yisai, the Mishnah says, that's not the minig. The minig is, people don't sell nekiyas yadayim, generally. Generally, the halacha is, that you make in Sikot Nun Ches, nekiyas yadayim yish'um, the gamazem vorech al netilas yadayim. Mishnah discusses, I think that the minig is generally that even if a person doesn't have water, he will still make the bracha al netilas yadayim. Every time that a person... No, he is going back to the halacha of the bracha of al netilas yadayim. He's really going back to the Rosh and Rashba in the morning. That's where he's going. So he says, what happens if a person, because we don't normally make a bracha.
No, because we're coming off all the time. We need to
of Nikias, yeah.
Like
yeah, I know, it's a bit, it's I know, because the Rosh actually holds that you will recite al netilas yadayim before every tefillah. We don't paskin like that, but that's why it's a bit in line with that. The mice we only make in the morning.
If you don't wash them, is your davening sort of like on a lower level?
No, clearly not.
What are you missing out then?
If a person has got ruach on his hands and he davens, it's perfectly fine. He can be the most beautiful tefillahs. However, you just got to remember that he still needs to wash his hands, he needs to remove his hands from the tomb which is on his hands. So of course, ideally, one gets rid of the ruach immediately. And of course, a person should not daven with his ruach on his hands. But if it's impossible, a person should not delay the davening, he should daven with the ruach on his hands.
You wash later?
Yeah, you can, and you should, and you must. But it's possible to daven with, and brachas, kiyashma, tefillah, everything, benching, everything, with whilst ruach on his hands.
If you do the ruach on the wall, back
again
as well or not?
Yes, I, although it's not explicit over here, but I think that's what people do. They'll do both sides. Yeah, you've got to do both sides. Although, the reality is that it's all about physical dirt which is on his hands. So if on the other side of the hand there is no dirt, there is no real requirement, because we saw Mishnah Berurah says that all you need to wash really is a bit of dirty. But I do believe that when it comes to Mekoyim Sam Chosin, people will do both sides. Yeah, for Mekoyim Sam Chosim or for what? For which Tzerech? For Nikias, yeah? Yeah. Now, the answer is yes. One very important point which I failed to mention is that there is with regards to tefillah, there's a lechatchila that when it comes to nekias, a very, very strong lechatchila, that one should ideally wash his hands with water. So one should really make it because of halacha of hikoin, hochoin. You should prepare yourself for the. That is Netilas Adayim for L'Seuda.
And not by
Tfilah? No.
So it brings down here in
Sif Yud Ches.
Sif Yud Ches? No, in
Sif Kotan Lamed Ches. Sif
Kotan Lamed Ches. It brings down about Halacha. So I'm seeing about Halacha. I'm seeing the Mechaben Tzadik Beis.
Yeah, Mechaben Tzadik Beis. Yeah, yeah, that's like this halacha of preparing yourself for the davening, and it's. That is the Rosh at Parsa. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's his hands are dirty or it's generally. I don't know. Okay, Rabbi said to summarize, we learned this evening. We learned that washing one's face is important. We learned that the makom is amchusim, the covered parts of his body. It's important to wash one's hands after touching covered parts of one's body because of milmule zeo. Also, scratching one's head, elbow, and beyond is fine. It all depends on the social norm of that particular place. We spoke, if a person doesn't have water, in terms of nikias, it's good enough to just use a solid surface to cleanse the dirt off. And of course, lechatchila one should use water, but it's fine. And there is some who make a bracha on nikias a dime in this particular instance. I wish you a very good evening.